And what I want to do in terms of Srivast Thakur, I want you to speak on Srivast Thakur. Can you accept that service? Neither did I. Anyway, you think, all right? You don't have to say, you know, whatever. All right. So we get one more verse, the final verse of the Chatu Sloki. Everyone chant Japa for a second.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
And one more.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
All right, so the final fourth verse of the Chatu Sloki of Bhagavad Gita. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tesham evanukam partham.
Tesham evanukam partham.
Aham agyana jantama.
Aham agyana jantama.
Nashayam yatma bhavasto.
Nashayam yatma bhavasto.
Jnana deepena basvata.
Jnana deepena basvata.
Tesham.
Tesham.
For them.
For them.
So who is the them? Yes, the devotees, the pure devotees who he's been talking about in the previous verses, right?
Yes.
Okay. Eva.
Eva.
Certainly. Anukampa artam.
Anukampa artam.
To show special mercy.
To show special mercy.
We learned in chapter 9 that Krishna is what? Impartial, right? He envies no one. But what did he say? But if someone renders service to me, right, then I give that person little extra special attention. So here, special mercy. This is, does that make Krishna like, how shall we say, you know, playing favorites? No. Everyone can approach Krishna, yes?
Yes.
Right? But if someone chooses not to render service to Krishna, and somebody does, why shouldn't Krishna give that person? Right? So it's not that Krishna is being mean, but for these devotees who are constantly crying out to him, he's going to give special mercy. Next word. I. Agyanajam. Due to ignorance. Tamaha.
Darkness.
Nashayami,
dispel,
atmabhava,
within their hearts,
stop,
situated,
jnana,
of knowledge,
deepena,
with the lamp,
basvata,
glowing.
Translation, please repeat.
To show them special mercy.
To show them special mercy.
I dwelling in their hearts.
I dwelling in their hearts.
Destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge.
Destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge.
The darkness born of ignorance.
Darkness born of ignorance.
So here's yet another verse where Krishna says, I'm in the heart. So there's more than one reference. I found at least five in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, I'm in the heart. Savasya Chaham Riddhi. Right? And then there's 1861, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe. So here's another one. So here's at least three verses where Krishna says, this is where I am. I'm in your heart. And I like this because he's in everyone's heart, not just some. Like there's one religion, they believe they're the chosen people of God. Right? That's their religion. We're the chosen ones. Well, Bhagavad Gita, everybody's chosen. Krishna's in everyone's heart.
And everyone can be chosen. All you got to do is love Krishna. Simple, isn't it? All right, purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Lord Chaitanya was in Benares, what's another name for Benares? Varanasi. What else?
Kashi.
Kashi, very good. Promulgating the chanting of?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Thousands of people were following him. Prakashananda Saraswati, a very influential and learned scholar in Benares at that time, derided Lord Chaitanya for being a sentimentalist. This is what we're studying in my Chaitanya Charitamrita class, like tomorrow morning. This is exactly where we're studying. Sometimes Mayavadi philosophers criticize the devotees because they think that most of the devotees are in the darkness of ignorance. I know I used to get that all the time when we would go out in the streets of New York chanting on 5th Avenue or 42nd Street, and the people would say, "Hey, get a job, you bum." They would say that all the time. They would say that that's how they thought. Oh, these people are useless in their pajama clothes, in their bed sheets. Yeah, I did a radio show on Thursday, some Christian guy, and he said, "Yeah, you people dress weird in bed sheets." And they go, "Idiot bed sheets." Okay. They think that most of the devotees are in the darkness of ignorance and are philosophically naive sentimentalists. Actually, that is not the fact. They are very, very learned scholars who have put forward the philosophy of devotion. But even if a devotee does not take advantage of their literatures or of his spiritual master, if he is sincere in his devotional service, this is twice now. He said that in the previous purport, didn't he not? Just be sincere and serious. Again, he's emphasizing this point. If he is sincere in his devotional service, he is helped by Krishna himself within his heart. See how nice Krishna is? This is why I love Krishna. This is why I can never join any other religion. Why would I? Look at this. He's so nice. Krishna is nice. So the sincere devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness cannot be without knowledge. The only qualification is that one carry out devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadi philosophers think that without discriminating, one cannot have pure knowledge. Because their process is neti neti. It's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this. For them, this answer is given by the Supreme Lord. Those who are engaged in pure devotional service, even though they be without sufficient education. I used to get that all the time. "Oh, have you studied Sanskrit?" "No." "Oh, then I cannot listen to you." No, it has nothing to do with learning Sanskrit. Prabhupada is explaining right here. For them, this answer is given. Those who are engaged in pure devotional service, even though they be without sufficient education. I didn't go to college. As I told you, I became a hippie. I didn't even last a half a semester. Now, how come you're all sitting here listening to me?
That's good.
Just like my wife didn't even finish second year high school. She joined the temple. Right? But now she never went back to school. But now she works for a law firm, and all these guys with 2 degrees are asking her, "How do you staple this?" They're so smart, they don't know how to put a stamp on the letter. My wife tells me all the time, these guys they're like super nerds. Nerds on steroids. But you ask them to do something simple, they can't do it. This is what she tells me. All right. No! You are beyond. You are a Vaishnava. You are beyond these designations. You are Maha. Okay. Those who engage in pure devotional service, even though they be without sufficient education and even without sufficient knowledge of the Vedic principles, are still helped by the Supreme God, as stated in this verse. Yeah, anyway, I'll tell you that story some other time about my wife's previous boss. That's why, anyway, some other time. The Lord tells Arjuna that basically there's no possibility of understanding the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by speculating. This is what Lord Brahma said. That's one of the prayers of Lord Brahma after the stealing of the cowherd boys and calves, and then Krishna manifested. You sang that line today, and you mentioned that, Brahma Vimohana Leela, remember? Where Krishna manifested as all the cowherd boys and calves for 1 year. So when Brahma was offering his prayers, one of those prayers is, you have to throw out this speculative process. Because it's just like beating the empty husk of wheat. You're not going to get anything from it. And Brahma says repeatedly, devotional service, devotional service. Give up this speculation. Just hear from the devotees. Jnana prayasam udapasana manta eva. Just, which is what we're doing, right? We're sitting down amongst devotees, we're hearing about Krishna. Now we're going to get somewhere. Let's go. For the Supreme Truth is so great that it is not possible to understand Him or to achieve Him simply by making a mental effort. What does Krishna say repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita? If you want to know Him, what do you need? Devotional service. If you want to see Him in chapter 11, what did He say? Devotional service. If you want to understand Him, what did He say in chapter 18? Duh! Therefore the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is? Thank you very much. You all passed your final examination. Man can go on speculating for several millions of years, and if he is not devoted, if he's not a lover of the Supreme Truth, he will never understand Krishna or the Supreme Truth. Here it is, folks. Only by devotional service is the Supreme Truth Krishna pleased, and by His inconceivable energy, He can reveal Himself to the heart of the pure devotee. The pure devotee always has Krishna within his heart, and with the presence of Krishna, who is just like the sun, the darkness of ignorance is at once dissipated. This is the special mercy rendered to the pure devotee by Krishna. Same thing, right? What did Narayan tell Durvasa? What did Narayan? Narayan said, in my devotee's heart, they only know moi. Therefore, Narayan told Durvasa, therefore, in my heart, I only know them. That's how Krishna rolls. You hear that expression nowadays. They roll in with their crew, right? So Krishna also rolls with his pure devotees. They're always thinking of him, and he thinks of them. Very good. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta would tell his disciples, don't try to see God. Act in such a way that God sees you. Do your service nicely for Krishna, you'll be noticed. We read some time ago a story in Nectar of Devotion that Brahmin was so poor he didn't have any means to do service. So he would meditate on doing service. And in his meditation, he would dress the deity. And one day, in his meditation, he was cooking sweet rice for Krishna. So he was actually meditating in that way. And in his meditation, he wanted to see, okay, is the sweet rice done? So he touched the pot, and his finger got burnt. And when he woke up from the meditation, his finger was actually burnt. Meanwhile, up in Vaikuntha, Narayan is smiling. And Lakshmi is, what's going on? Why is he smiling? And then Narayan said, go get that Brahmin. And he went back to Godhead. Just like that. By that intense absorption in thinking of Krishna. Shall we continue? Due to the contamination of material association through many, many millions of births, one's heart is always covered with the dust of materialism. What does Lord Chaitanya say first in Shikshastakam? Cheto Darpana, cleanse the dust. It's the first thing. But when one engages in devotional services and constantly chants what? The dust quickly clears and one is elevated to the platform of pure knowledge. The ultimate goal, Vishnu, see here, Batuk?
Yes,
he's going in and out. Sometimes he says Krishna, sometimes he says Vishnu. You know why he's mentioning Vishnu? Because he's remembering that statement of Prahlad. What Prahlad told his father, that you demons don't know that the ultimate goal is Vishnu. Because Hiranyakashipu hated Vishnu.
Yes.
So what Prabhupada is doing, staying strict to the actual verse, that's why. And he interchanges. Vishnu, Prabhupada doesn't have any problem. Vishnu Tattva. The ultimate goal, Vishnu, can be attained only by this chant and by devotional service and not by mental speculation or argument. Therefore, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gacharanyata. Not by fruitive activities, not by mental speculation, and not by any other kind of yoga except?
Bhakti.
Ah, very good. We're up to 23 devotees online. Say hello to everybody.
Haribo.
Very good. The pure devotee, now this next part is really cool. The pure devotee does not have to worry about the material necessities of life. He need not be anxious because when he removes the darkness from his heart, everything is provided automatically by the Supreme Lord, who is pleased by the loving devotional service of the devotee. I always meditate. Prabhupada came on that boat at the age of 70. How much money did he have in his pocket? 40 rupees. How long is that going to last? 40 rupees and a few cases of books. Right? If you're going to go to India for a vacation, how much you take with you? Huh? And you take extra dollars for the black market, right? So, you gotta believe, wow, he's got full faith. He's got full faith, right? This is, okay, where do we leave off? This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, wow. There are several sentences like this in the Gita where Prabhupada said, this verse is the essence. There's like three or four verses where Prabhupada said, this is one of them. This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. So now you know what Bhagavad Gita is. Very good. Devotional service. By studying Bhagavad Gita, one can become a soul completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord and engage himself in pure devotional service. As the Lord takes charge, one becomes completely free from all kinds of materialistic endeavors. Yes, because here's the thing. Here's the idea. It's like a scale. When you have a balance, right? So, if you're only engaged this much, then the other side is up like this. So you have to get it so all your material activities are down. Because you have to be engaged. There's only two things. Either you're engaged materially or you're engaged spiritually. There's no third option. You're either doing devotional service or you're doing something else. That's not devotional service. So we're at the stage where we are sometimes doing devotional service and sometimes we're not doing devotional service. That's okay. You are what we are, you know, whatever our situation is. But it builds. Devotional service builds. There's a cumulative snowball effect. You know that avalanche, right? It started with a little snowball. And then the snowball builds and by the time it's like this huge boulder, right? So your devotional service will build. So just keep doing whatever devotional service you can do. Just keep doing as much as you can. If you're chanting one round, try to go to two. If you're doing two, try to go to four. If you're doing 16, do more. Do all kinds. Look, you've got 9 different flavors to choose from. You've got hearing. You've got, and there's the 10th one. You have hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, serving. What's the 10th one? Yes. Eatanam. Eat for Krishna. That has been the success of my life. But somehow or other, engage in devotional service. And as I said earlier, those who weren't here at the early part, there will come a stage where you will find a particular service that you really like to do. When you find that, don't let it go. Hold on to it. As I told you earlier, I have found it. It's called preaching. So I pray every day to Krishna, please, I don't want this facility taken away. I remember distinctly, in 1988, I went to Vrindavan. And I was the reason I went to Vrindavan, because I was very distraught. I did not like my life. My wife said, okay, take a break. You go to Vrindavan. I got a great wife who says I can take a break and go to Vrindavan. She works. I get to go to... I love you, Varuni. You're the best. I know she's listening.
She's
That's
watching.
Why I'm saying this. I know she's watching. But it's true. She said, okay, take a vacation. Take a month. Go to Mayapur. So in Vrindavan, I met my friend Toshan Krishna. And he was in charge of the school. And he had a room in the Vrindavan temple. So I spent 2 weeks in Vrindavan. And I was praying to Krishna every day. I said, Krishna, here I've spent $1,200, $1,300 to come to India. But I want this Vrindavan experience all the time. This is what I want. I want to be in this Vrindavan consciousness all the time. So I prayed to Krishna. That was 1988. In 1994, Krishna gave me full access to hearing and chanting and preaching. So prayer works. Pray. And if you're sincere in your prayer, Krishna will satisfy. So what do I pray now? I pray, Krishna, let me live to be 108 and let me travel all over the world following in the footsteps of who? Narada Muni. Narada Muni, because I have my guitar and I have my... And I just want to preach and do programs all over the world. And I ask, please, will you bless me for that? So raise your hands and bless me properly by chanting the Maha Mantra. Play, come on, come on. No, the full mantra. Thank you. That's all I ask. That's the only dakshin I ask. That you please bless me, that I live to be 108. Healthy, not 108, where I'm like... All right, are we ready?
Yes.
So, who's leading the kirtan tonight? Oh, I have my instructions from the GBC. Okay, what does GBC say? All right, RT Kirtan by Lal Kakani. And then, what's this? Okay, got that. Okay. Yes. Okay. We'll do that later. Okay, who's our pujari? Jai Krishna Das. All rise and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The boys can collect the books nicely.